congratulations. This was a big win on many proportions. Number one, you guys have really been, it's been a tough battle last few games against your opponents, some very tough teams. And number two, getting a win over a team with Colby on the front has been big for this program, and it was a much-needed win tonight for your Lady Beaver squad.
I was so proud of our girls because, you know, I just told them, I said, we never get to the free throw line because we don't shoot the ball, ever. And I said, listen, I said, you're the best girls that I have on my team, so we have got to shoot it. If you're open, attack. We've got to attack, because if we just pass it around, we're going to turn it over. And several girls scored for us tonight. I was so proud of them because I said, we've got to be focused from the very beginning to the end. And we did that for most of the game. I'd say 95% of the game.
Yeah. And it was around the perimeter where you got a lot of your shots down there. You had four threes from Caitlin Madison with her first three of the year. And the one three, I'll never forget looking at your face when Taylor Goodman hits that three. That was probably the turning point of the game because she banks in that three with about 5 seconds to go. And she was kind of guarded there, but that was definitely a game turner.
You know, yesterday the girls didn't know I was going to do this, but I wrote a scouting report on our own team. And I said, this is probably what people are saying about us. And I said, Taylor Goodman never shoots the ball. I said, so play off of her. And she kind of smiled. I said, is that true? And she said, yeah. I said, all I'm asking is just shoot it if you're open. And then Madison Orr has a very good shot. And I don't know why she doesn't shoot it. And tonight she did. I was so happy for her that that went in.
Yeah, I think he had eight players check in. He had seven score. And that was big tonight. And it seemed like they were in that 2-3 zone the first half. Colby was kind of baiting you guys to shoot it from the outside. And then you guys started finally hitting those shots on the outside, and that changed what their game strategy was for the rest of the night.
Absolutely. Last time, they started out in man-to-man against us, so that's kind of what I had planned and what they were doing. But I don't know if maybe because Brinley Terrell was gone, they had to change their game plan a little bit. But, you know, I've got some shooters on my team, and so when they see that a team is playing a zone against us, especially a 2-3, they should be excited about that. And tonight they were, and they did well with it.
And like you mentioned earlier, really good balance across the board with your scoring. You had 16 from Caitlin. You had 7 from Bailey, 8 from Nicole. It was good to see her back in scoring, 6 from Kiana, and 5 from Madison. The variation of that was nice as well. And getting some high-percentage shots as well was very key to this win.
Right. I mean, you know, if we let the offense work for us, great things are going to happen. And I talked to him last week, and I said, you know, you've been able to do your own thing for a long time, and that has not been, it hasn't worked out well for you. So I said, let's let this work for us and play as one unit. And tonight, that worked perfectly.
Poise was big in that second and third quarter. Yet went on a long scoring drought second, and they just kept making shots at the start of the third period, and they got it to within one, but you know what? Most times it had been panic time for your girls squad. Tonight it really wasn't.
I know, and I just told them, I said, we've got to keep our focus. And we do a drill in practice about once a week where they have to make so many shots within a minute. And it's a very difficult drill. And we have been able to do it the last few times. But when they're doing it, you could hear a pin drop in the gym. And it's because they're so focused. And I said, this drill is a lot like our games. If we're focused at the very beginning, we will do well. I said, but if we're not and we're nipping at each other and we're yelling, I said, things aren't going to go well. And we did great tonight.
Well, you look ahead. You have 4 games left in the regular season, 3 of them all next week. Starts Tuesday night with a road trip to Holcomb and opportunity to maybe get another road win.
You know, I told our girls, I said, there is no reason why we can't win every single game until sub-state right there. I said, that should be our goal. I really think that's an attainable goal. We can hang with them, but we've got to come in focused from the very beginning.
All right. Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining me post-game for the girls. They win at 48-36 over Colby. Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the win, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.